Good afternoon, welcome to Know Yourself. I'm Dan and I'm here in Shoreditch in London at the moment. And I'm here at the moment because I'm here for an event which is really, it's like a pop-up shop that's just here for the day. And it's by an entrepreneur called Gary Vaynerchuk, or as he's known online as Gary V. That's Gary V-double-E. I think I've spoken about him before on the last podcast, but I really wanted to talk about it like properly today because I've been listening to him for a few months now on his own podcast called The Gary V Audio Experience. And it's done a lot of things for me because it's actually one of the reasons that I started doing the podcast in the first place. Listening to him gave me the permission to sort of talk about my story and that it's okay to have a go at something and, like, you know, fuck it up, or it's okay to have a go at something just in general. And it's about, like, not fearing what other people are going to think. And he talks about not dwelling and, you know, just posting out content. And, you know, it's not about worrying about what people are going to think. It's on to the next one. Right, what am I going to do about my next podcast or my next post or, you know, my next social media post or whatever. It's about that. It's not about what's been done. It's about get it done and then focus on the next thing, because your next thing's probably going to be better than the last one anyway. And it's just about getting it out the door. It's just about doing it. You'll find out soon enough from what he says the marketplace, which is, you know, the audience of the internet. You'll find out quick enough if your content's crap, because people will tell you, or it won't get the views, or it won't get the subscribers or the listeners. So listening to that, like, it was quite a liberating experience for me, because I've always wanted to talk about sort of my experience with PTSD, like anxiety, feeling depressed, and sort of how I've managed to triumph, like, over that, you know, and despite of some of the adversity I've had in my life, it's to do well in spite of that. And, you know, I've not done it all on my own. Like, I've had so much help along the way, and, you know, I've spoken about that on another podcast before, ask for help, you know. That was one of the first things I learned, that it's okay, like, to let my pride go, and it's okay for the people who love me around me to, like, help me out. That was a really key experience for me, and I think it's part of, like, the growth journey. And, like I say, just listening to Gary and what he speaks about was the next sort of stage of evolution. I've spoken about the different phases of how I've been conquering my anxiety. You know, I took up a self-defense class. That was like the next level of conquering it after I was able to go outside and try new experiences. I've spoken about on the self-worth podcast as well about how you build up your self-confidence by, you know, doing things truly for you, you know, like taking yourself out on dates or just doing something you feel passionate about. You know, for me, it's like mental health. Like, I wouldn't be sat here in Shoreditch recording in my car. I got up about 5 o'clock this morning to be able to come down here. I've booked the day off work. Like, I wouldn't do any of this stuff if I, you know, didn't feel passionate about it and felt like it could change people's lives. Because I don't talk about anything that I've not already done, as well. So, you know, like I say, the podcast is really special to me, and I think the idea to do it was always there, but I was just afraid. I was afraid of people not liking it. I was afraid of what people would think, and, you know, people don't do podcasts. And that's what Gary's taught me, is to push other people's opinions to one side, because whilst they matter, if you listen to them, you're never going to ever do anything for yourself. And I think I've always been one of those people that seeks validation from people in my life before seeking validation internally. And I think it's crippled me in a lot of areas, and I'm starting to branch out and just blossom now, because I'm just listening to my own intuition, you know. Like, I signed up to come to Shoreditch and come to this pop-up shop on Facebook, like Scary does a lot of social media stuff, you know, like Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and he put an event on there, and I think I was one of the first people to sign up for it, because I was just like, why not? Why not go there and, you know, have a chance of meeting him and thanking him, and why not go and push myself out of my comfort zone? You know, London is like one of the biggest cities in the country, and this would have petrified me before, but, you know, why not go down? I can, you know, I've got days off to take, and I love walking around London, I love the city, and, you know, I love Gary's podcast and what he's done, and, you know, I'm really starting to do things for myself as well, so why the hell not? So, you know, that's why I signed up and like did it, because, you know, what would I be doing otherwise? You know, even if I did have a day off, I'd be around my town, like Droitwich, where I live, or, you know, I might go out for the day and go to the cinema, but I can go to the cinema anytime. You know, I don't know the next time when Gary's going to have like a pop-up shop, so, you know, this might be it for like 10 years, and I don't want to be living in regret. Like, there's a really good Jim Rohn quote, and it's, we have two choices. We either suffer the pain of regret, and or we suffer the pain of discipline. And, you know, like, getting up at 5 o'clock this morning was like difficult. I'm not an early riser at all. Like, honestly, I get up and I'm in such a bad mood most of the time, just because it's the morning. I'm a proper night owl. Like, I switch on at about 10 o'clock at night, which is a little bit annoying when I've got work at 9 o'clock the next morning. And especially doing this podcast as well, I usually record sort of later on in the evening, because that's when I'm like pumped up and, you know, I can really spit some fire. But I mean, it's the afternoon now, and I think I'm like in a semi sort of delirious state. So, you know, I've got that same fire going on for me, and I'm just mega excited that I'm here. And so, yeah, I just, like I say, why not? Why not be here? And this, like I say, this episode is kind of dedicated to like saying thank you and to Gary and all the other people that have like believed in me and said really positive things to me, like before podcasts and after podcasts. And I also want to implore you to check out like Gary V. He's called Gary Vaynerchuk. That's VayNerchuk. He's on social media as Gary V. Instagram and Snapchat is probably where he's most active. And just check out his podcast as well. So I know you listen to mine, and you might have one or two others on the go, but his podcast, like, episodes are usually quite short, but he also does longer ones as well. And he's just a fascinating guy. His mindset and his attitude towards adversity and life, and it's just incredible. And if you haven't checked out some of his books, I've bought Crush It, which was his first book, New York Times bestseller, and his follow-up book, which is actually his fifth book, because he's released five altogether. All five of them are New York Times bestsellers. And his follow-up book, which is why the pop-up shop is even here today, is called Crushing It. I've not even read it yet, and I've kind of got the audacity to turn up to his like pop-up shop and, you know, say like I've not even read it, because I know you'll respect that, because I'm out there doing what I love at the moment, which is doing the podcast, like learning, I'm interacting with people on Instagram. I'm also already reading another book at the moment, and I've got two jobs, and I'm doing a course like in my spare time as well, so I've got a lot going on, so I know you'll appreciate it, but I'm also just doing the doing instead of dwelling, so I'm not worried at all. So like I say, go check him out. He's just one of the guys out there doing it, and he gives out all of his content for free, and all of it is around raising self-awareness, and it's about getting your mindset right. It's about not giving a shit what other people think about you and just cracking on with what you want to do. And if that's not worth fighting for, I don't know what it is. Like I say, listening to him is one of the main reasons, you know, I started the podcast. It's not the main reason I do it. I do it because I love it and because of what I believe in, which is that we should raise awareness around mental health, and there should be tools and strategies around helping yourself out of a tough spot that should be shared. You know, everyone should be taught this stuff, but it's not, unfortunately. We have to go through some tough lessons sometimes to figure it out. But you got the benefit of me having gone through some of the experience, and I'm willing to share my journey because I think it will help a lot of you that are in tough spots. So yeah, that's kind of the podcast for today. I might even do another one later because I'm just like, I'm really fired up at the moment. But like I say, go check out Gary. There's also another podcast that I listen to called the MFCEO Project, and that stands for, just so I'm clear, it's the motherfucking CEO. So you've probably got an idea of some of the tone that will be there. So if you don't like explicit language, well, you probably won't like listening to me already, but this guy is very explicit, but he's also very clear and direct. His name is Andy Frisella, and he's the CEO of First Form, which is a supplement company in the United States of America. And the guy is on the same sort of level of Gary V. He gives all of his stuff away for free on the podcast. He talks quite candidly about like tools for helping you succeed, whether it's in a business as an entrepreneur, or whether it's just becoming the master of yourself in your own head. And he's had some incredible guests on the show, which I've spoken about before, like Tim Grover, Ed Milet. I even listened to Ed Milet's podcast as well. There's just so much out there, and if I can help distribute it out to you guys, then that just makes me really happy, because that's the stuff that I listen to and it gets me fired up. You know, these guys are just out there doing it. It's no sort of crap or bullshit. It's just real talk all the time, and I love it. So yeah, that's the podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it, guys. If you particularly like it, drop me a message on Instagram. It's dudale92. And like I say, feel free to DM me or anything like that. Like I said, guys, it's going to be on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple soon. And also got some really cool interviews coming up as well in the next few weeks. So look forward to those special episodes. Thank you, guys. Peace out.